previous meeting. We have the minutes of the 25th of August. 26th, yes, I'm sorry. 26th of August and the minutes of the 2nd of August. September, I'm sorry, yeah, upside down. Can we look at page one of the minutes? Anything on page one for correction? Nothing? Page two? Page three, presentation by CBRTA. Nothing for correction? We're moving to page, the last page, which is page four. Anything for correction? Nothing? Oh. Oh, sorry. I thought I took them as read. Okay. Honorable Ramatlakane, you can start from page one.
No, Chair, I'm not wanting to do that. All I wanted to suggest, if I may.
Okay.
On page two
mm-hmm.
and page three. Which
5.1, 3.1, 3 and 5.1.
Mm-hmm.
They are brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just align the minutes, we'll discuss the that issue and we'll resolve. So that, and then of course when you discuss the cross border authority and we resolve, they must just be aligned like that. But the rest is fine.
Thank you very much, Honorable. I think that will be done. That we on page two, it will end with the Uniplate recommendations that was made by the committee. It's sequeled in a way that whoever reads can be able to have an understanding. So will be in terms of CRBTA. Thank you very much. Can we adopt the minutes with the corrections that has been made? So adopted, so seconded by Honorable Keita. Can we go, Kata? Keita. Honorable.
Sorry, I have to smile. I was actually not putting up my hand, but anyway, it's up.
Oh, I thought I saw the hand, but can we go into the minutes of the 2nd of September? The first page of the minutes of the 2nd of September. All our signings properly spelled. Move to page two. Honorable Mushielo. On page two. Oh, yeah. It starts with the names and then introductions, consideration of minutes, PRASA, presentation by PRASA. That is page two. Moving, gone. Page three, it's discussions. Honorable Bushiello.
On 4.1, if we can say the affordability of the transport services.
Okay.
And then two, the projected number of rolling stock.
Projected number of rolling stock. Any other correction? Can we adopt the minutes with the corrections as made? Teko followed by, seconded by De Freitas and Bushiello. I think that's about it, honorable members. Let me check if we have given the name. The RAPS bill scheduled public consultations, the doctor has given us the dates of for the remaining provinces. It, in the Northern Cape, it will be in Upington municipality offices on the 11th of September, and then on the 12th of September in Kimberley Town Hall. In Mpumalanga, it will be on a Monday of the 15th of September in Nelspruit Town Hall, and then on the 16th in Emalahleni Town Hall. In the Western Cape, it will be three venues. On the 17th, which is a Wednesday, it's Cape Town Hall. Cape Town Hall, and then on Thursday is Frederick Town Hall. The Friday of the 19th September, it is in George, also in the Town Hall. And then in the Eastern Cape, it will be a Monday and a Tuesday of the 22nd and the 23rd. University of Fort Hare, Academic Hall, and Nelson Mandela Metro University, also Academic Hall. The Free State will be on the 25th and the 26th of September in Kroonstad Town Hall and also in Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality in Bloemfontein. Lastly, in Gauteng, it will be on the 29th and the 30th of September, which is a Thursday and a Friday, in Springs on a Thursday, and in Soweto on a Friday. So these are the remainder, but I'll still request the secretary to email them to honorable members for those who are interested. Honorable Kaita.
Sure, I'm so sorry. When they sent the email, can we just also get an indication of the times? Is it mornings? Is it afternoon? Is it evenings? Because there's no times on it.
It was not put on, but we'll also request them to put the time on. The other thing that I would want to impress upon members, it is from the committee, from the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises. They have requested our Portfolio Committee to interact or be part of their meeting tomorrow, Old Assembly Chamber, where they will be meeting and getting a brief from Transnet on their annual APPs and their financial statements for the 2013-2014. So basically, we also has got some share in terms of us discussing with PRASA issues which were affecting PRASA, which were coming from Transnet, where it came to the fore. Members who will be free tomorrow can be able to attend this committee as it will be a joint committee as requested by Honorable Letsatsi Duba. The email came on Friday, so that is why. I don't know if you have been able to have an opportunity of just sending it to members for an invite. Yeah. The time is 9:30. 9:30 in the Old Assembly Chamber. I don't know members if there will be other members who will be having other committees, that they will not be able to attend. But like I've already just flagged out, our interaction with PRASA is to the effect that we need to work very close to Transnet, because almost most of the railway tracks fall under Transnet, and I think it's very important a stakeholder for us. Having said that, from my side, this is what I have. Are there any other issues from honourable members? Honourable Mlaudzi?
Chairperson, tomorrow I'm going to send my apology. I will be attending another committee. Thanks.
Okay.
Apology from Honourable Mlaudzi. I also hope Honourable Mapitia will have the latitude of attending. It's very important. Honourable Keita has indicated her unavailability. We'll still check amongst ourselves. If there's anything, members can always interact with the committee secretary and indicate their non-availability or availability. Do we have other things, members?